First, on the North Riverside Gangbyeong westbound lanes, a long stretch of congestion is starting from the Tongo Bridge all the way to the Yanghwa area where it's repeating stop and go. Heading towards Guri, the whole lane is running smooth with slight traffic up near the Seongsan Bridge. As on the Olympic highways in the airport direction, the accident that has occurred near the Tongo Bridge on lane 1 is still backing up traffic all the way from the Jamsil area. Continuing on, delays are also showing near the Hannam to the Banpo Bridge, and moving on, speed is at less than 20 kilometers per hour all the way to the Yeouri region. And over on the Nambu Beltway heading eastbound, road repair is progressing on lane 3 a little past the Naksungdae station, so take caution if you're in the area. Taking a look at the weather, today's afternoon high has reached up to 21 degrees in Seoul, which was 2 to 3 degrees higher than the seasonal norm. During the evening, partial clouds will appear in the region, along with patchy fog resuming after midnight. Similar conditions will last for a couple of days, with tomorrow's morning's low of 7 degrees and afternoon high topping at 17 degrees. The current reading in downtown Seoul is 16 degrees Celsius or 61 degrees in Fahrenheit. That's all for this hour's update. This has been Kelly Park. Drive safely and stay tuned to TBS EFM.
TBS EFM.
It's not easy moving to a foreign country.
Well, it's quite different from my hometown.
Especially if you don't know your way around.
I kind of don't know where anything is.
But now, help is on its way. Every Sunday, Seoul Metropolitan Government employees will start visiting foreign communities. They'll meet the people and discuss any problems they may be having, and hopefully find a solution. For more information on when and where these visits are taking place, please call the Foreign Residence Assistance at 02-2075-4107. Or visit the Seoul Global Center's website, global.seoul.go.kr. Help is on its way.
Feel the vibes. 101.3. TBS EFM. The time is 7 p.m.
TBS EFM 7 o'clock news, I'm Sunny Chung. South Korean military authorities have made little progress in retrieving debris from North Korea's failed rocket launch after 3 days of searching.